Greetings to you in Jesus' name. My name is Jody, and Lord willing, be sharing with you several passages here from God's Word as we look into the Bible for daily inspiration. I want to read to you from the 139th Psalm. It's a Psalm of David. And I want to take a look at some of the characteristics of God that we see that David saw, and he wrote them down for us. Psalm 139, verse 1, beginning of verse 1, it says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. And I just want to just pause there briefly and just reflect on a little bit of what David is saying here. He understands that God is all-knowing God. He knows everything about us. He knows our every move. And somehow God communicated that to David. He understood that God was all-powerful this way. He knows us. Every thought we have, he knows where we are. He's always right there. And he searches us, and he knows through and through each one of us. He knows when we sit down, and he knows when we get up. He understands our thoughts, and he has our path before him, and he's all around it. And so he's saying here what a wonderful thing that God is able to do. Then he says in verse 4, he said, there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Now, just think about that. The very words that come out of our mouth, the Lord knows them already. How can God do that? It's only because he is all-powerful, all-knowing God. There is nobody anywhere that can make this kind of claim, but the God of the Bible, Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who sent his son Jesus, he's the only one that can have such claims. Not even a word on our tongue, but the Lord knows it altogether. Verse 5, thou hast beset me behind and before, God's in front of us, behind us, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. It's overwhelming. How God communicated this to David, I'm not exactly sure, but he did. And David reflecting on this, he said, this kind of knowledge is way too much for me. It's too wonderful. It's way too high. Don't understand how anybody could ever do that. Verse 7, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. David is sharing here some of the wonderful attributes and characteristics of God. No matter where we find ourselves, he is able to be there and to know all these things that he already has claimed. Only God can do such things as this. Verse 9, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. And I'm going to stop there for now and just want to reflect on that and to think about who God is and what he's capable of doing. You cannot ever run from God or get away from God, no matter where you are, whatever your situation is in life, no matter what is happening to you. God knows it all. comfort is in that is that he walks us through. He lets us know his presence. Have you ever felt alone? Have you ever felt like you were all alone and nobody was with you? Not a very nice feeling. But God is always with us. Sometimes we may not recognize it. We may not know it. We may not sense it. But the Bible tells us that he is, because he is God. That's part of his character. And it's comforting to know that no matter what our situation is, God is right there, no matter where we are. And we can call upon him. And we know that, as the Bible is true, he says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. That's because he is God. He is capable. And that's how wonderful and marvelous he is. We might continue this, Lord willing, on another day here. And may God bless you as you think about the wondrous works of Almighty God, our Savior.